I'm just seeing if there's any really good questions that we. Sorry that we don't have time to get to all of them, folks.
One says, what's the controversy about 1 John 5:7? I mean, obviously that's a text, a textual issue, with the. I mean, I don't know if you want to get into the weeds on the fact of why they think it's not there, but I don't really care why they don't think it's in their text.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of evidence for 1 John 5:7. There's a difference between the majority Greek text and the Textus Receptus. Usually those end up being the same thing, but there are places where the Textus Receptus does not follow the majority. And the philosophy behind the majority text is that they only look at the Greek evidence, whereas the Textus Receptus also looks at evidence in other languages. So you have 1 John 5:7 not being in the majority of Greek texts, but it's in thousands and thousands and thousands of Latin texts. It's in other languages. And you have writers quoting 1 John 5:7, all the way back. Because people will be like, there's no Greek text of 1 John 5:7 before, whatever year they claim, the year 1300 or the year 1100 or the year 1500 or whatever. But the thing is, depending on what claim they're making, but you can find 1 John 5:7 quoted by preachers that are preaching from 1 John 5:7 or hymns that are, using 1 John 5:7. So that's evidence that it was there. If they're like, here's what's so funny. John Chrysostom, preacher from, around 1600 years ago, John Chrysostom preached verse by verse through lots of the New Testament. And so there's a lot of stuff that they're saying, the oldest stuff says it's not, there's no Greek manuscript from back then that says it. But yet when John Chrysostom is preaching verse by verse, if you look at what he's preaching, he's going with Textus Receptus stuff. And so shouldn't that count as evidence of, that should count as evidence from the fourth century AD, this verse was there, this wording was there, because John Chrysostom is preaching through it verse by verse and he reads it. But they don't always take that evidence into account.
Yeah.
Because they don't consider that a Greek manuscript. But if a guy's preaching through the Bible and he uses a verse, then it had to, he can't use it if it isn't there.
Well, so, they just added not to a verse earlier we were talking about, so.
This is true.
Yeah.